Welcome to Having Words. I'm your host, Josh. As per usual, today I'm joined by co-host Penny. First time being a co-host, Penny.
Hi.
We're also joined by previous guest, Joe Jones, who hasn't been on in so many episodes.
Hey.
And we have a new guest today, Nelly Kinder. Am I pronouncing your surname correct?
Yes, you did.
Hello, Nelly.
Hello.
Be sure to stick around as we'll be answering some rapid-fire questions, talking about phone usage, social media, sleep deprivation, and what kind of movies and TV shows we're watching at the moment and everything. But before we begin with the rapid-fire questions, how is everyone doing?
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Just tired.
Exhausted.
It is the end of, what is it, Tuesday today?
Yeah,
yes.
Tuesday.
Yes.
A nice long Tuesday day working.
It's been too long.
Yeah. Tuesday.
And now, Nelly, this is obviously your first time on the podcast.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I am.
But we finally got you on the podcast.
You better be.
Excuse me. Actually, I should probably say for the viewers, they're in a relationship. Joe and Nelly are in a relationship before, like,
really?
You start saying stuff like, I'll hit
Excuse
you.
Me?
Like, wait a minute.
I don't know about that one.
Exclusively on Happy Words podcast. You're in a relationship with the girl next to you.
You can tell me if I'm funnier by myself or with Nelly. So.
Yeah. Send us an email at happywordspodcast@gmail.com to see
it's
if
it's not allowed to be funny.
Just sign it.
I just compliment her whenever I have to speak.
You look amazing. Okay, so we're going to start off with five rapid-fire questions each. Joe, you're going to go first because I think you've done this before, maybe.
I'm profesh. Yeah.
You're profesh, yeah. You are getting paid for this.
Yeah.
And then Nelly, you're afterwards. I think Penny being the tester, student...
Tester.
placement co-host.
I'm a guinea pig right now.
Placement co-host is going to read out your questions, Nelly.
I'm on probation.
You're on probation,
yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so Joe, are you ready for your five rapid-fire questions?
Blue.
Oh, you got it right. Then it's like the right one question. It's opinion-based.
What's the colour?
Blue. Car. Oh, fuck. Okay, Joe. Question number one. If you didn't have to work, what would you do for a living?
Probably just, like, see what I could get away with.
Excuse me?
genuinely, like, just, like, make trouble.
Make
like,
trouble?
If I didn't have to worry about money,
yeah.
I'd just, like, put on a suit...
Yeah.
Just walk into buildings I'm not meant to be in, see how far I could get.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean. Like,
just because you don't need to earn money, that doesn't mean the police aren't a thing.
Yeah.
But I'm not like committing crimes,
okay.
But just like
murder,
like, cheeky. You know, like just like, I was only joking, sort of thing.
But
like, or like put on like a hard hat and like a high vis jacket and just stop people.
Or just put a flip-ball.
And just be like, sorry, you can't walk down here. Yeah, no, because genuinely,
yeah.
Most people have like be very obedient to
it's
authority.
True. Yeah,
that's
true.
It's like if somebody did come up to you and they were wearing everything, they lit legit.
Yeah.
You'd actually listen to them?
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, if I see anyone in bright colours, I freak out and run the other way anyway. So that would work perfectly.
That's why we're wearing black.
Bright is not the right place to live in.
Exactly.
Then,
everyone's wearing neon stuff always.
But I think that would be so much fun.
That would
be.
Yeah. You just mess around and be cheeky.
Yeah.
Away. Woo! Look at me go in buildings!
Yes.
Question number two. The stupidest thing you've ever spent money on, Joe? And I think this is very subjective as well,
yes.
Because somebody might see your computer these
car.
Money. Oh, a car,
yeah.
Stupid boy.
Stupidest thing I've ever spent money on.
Me.
Nelly,
I'm stupid.
Nelly
wow.
is a girlfriend, not an escort.
I didn't say it.
You thought it.
There's evidence. stupidest thing. I accidentally bought tons of money for an app once.
Oh, Joe.
So,
are you willing to share which app that was?
I can't actually remember.
Was it like a game app?
I think it was like a weird MMO thing. I feel like that's probably the stupidest thing because it's like I played it for like 2 days and accidentally spent like £15.
Accidentally spent
£15? No, Jed, I think I was lucky going to buy like 99p worth of stuff. Accidentally. Because it just does the thumb thing.
It does,
yeah.
Easy, yeah.
It's like once you do it. And also, recently, I didn't know this, but on the Apple Store, no matter what you download, it says pending purchase or processing purchase.
Yeah.
Even if it's free.
Yeah. So,
I saw that for the first time, and I literally just downloaded like Google. And I just, looked at that, and I was like, wait, what? How
instantly
much money did I just
check,
spend?
Check your
yeah.
bank balance. What the
yeah,
fuck?
Probably stupid on a mobile game.
I remember actually this one game I spent like 99p on last year, and
yes.
You boys were like having a
we
massive go at me.
You.
I had so many surgical
it
procedures.
It was so worth
that.
It though.
Leave me alone. It was so worth it.
Yeah, I feel like stuff like that is just stupid because it's so like you'd be into it for like a week or something,
yeah.
And then you get bored of it.
And then you'd be
like
why did I
spend that on like things that make me live?
Like a Freddo.
Food.
Food. And Joe, question number three. If you could choose a decade to grow up in, which one would you choose?
The tens.
The tens. So you're talking...
As in 10 AD.
Okay, and why, Joe?
Because I think that'd be really interesting.
Well, you'd go around, you'd go around stopping people there as well.
Yeah. Like, put on a suit and just walk into random buildings.
Sorry, Jay's just not allowed up there without a cross.
You need to make this purchase on this mobile app.
Oh my God.
I think that'd be really interesting. You didn't give me a limit.
I didn't.
Like a reasonable limit, so yeah. I'm going to pick 10.
AD.
Yes.
Nelly, you said you had an answer to the question as well. Where would you go?
Era.
You say
not. That. Yeah, not really to grow up in, but to like visit.
Uh-huh.
I would say this will sound really lame, but late 1800s.
Really.
Because microbiology was developed then,
and a lot of
medical breakthroughs have been made in the late
1800s. Yeah, so you'll be living amongst like the biggest enhancements of like that's really interesting.
And I think it would be like really cool to. Like meet them, meet those scientists. A lot of them are German, by the way.
People get hanged as well.
Yeah, nice. and see them die off the flu and stuff.
If you went to go do that, and then you actually interfered, and then those magic didn't happen.
I know.
Or what if
butterfly effect?
What if Joe went so far back, he then discovered them then, and by the time you went back to the 1800s,
I was actually Jesus. Yeah.
You went back. Oh my God, it's Jesus. With his Facebook.
Oh my God, that's why long hair.
Yeah. All right, I'll answer the question legit as I'm actually growing.
We've already written it down, Joe. You're going to 10 AD in 3 weeks time.
To actually grow up in, I think, like, probably the 60s would be pretty cool. Because, like, in terms of social reform
and
everything, I think that'd be really cool.
I feel like you just said that because Nelly's answer was actually quite wise.
Well, she just wanted to be, you actually want to grow up. Like, as a little baby.
Oh, no, grow up.
In the late 1800s.
No, definitely not.
As part of a family of 15.
No, like, the 60s. Yeah. Like, seeing my granddad keeps going on about how amazing the 60s were.
Yeah.
So...
I grew up with your granddad.
Hey, granddad, do you mind if I go back in time and grow up with you? It's fine.
I mean, granddad was already in his teens then, so...
Your baby boy.
I just picture with Joe's first answer, like Joe going at 10 AD, he messing around throwing sand at people's eyes. Meanwhile, Nelly's like growing up and she's like learning so much.
I witnessed these events. I'm just like, none of you can speak properly.
Joe, question number four: pizza, Chinese or Indian food, not people.
Easy. Pizza people.
I think if I had a choice, I would pick Chinese.
Really?
Because for me, the only reason I don't get Chinese as much as money, because it tends to be the more expensive one.
Yeah.
But I just love Chinese. I love
you usually have it like breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Oh, you can have it at all, because the best thing about Chinese is you buy way too much of it and try to eat all of it.
It's good cold.
You have to put it back. Oh my, it's so good cold. Mm. And then you wake up and you're like, I've got this whole chow mein. Can you hear my Chinese?
It's horrible.
I think it's too racist for this podcast. You do realise now, as soon as you say it, the title's going to be Most Racist Podcast? Question mark,
yeah, because I don't think it's racist. So, how long is a Chinese name?
Said that in a really soothing voice.
How long?
Yeah.
Have you heard this one before?
No.
Go on, Penny. How long is a Chinese name?
How long?
Don't say it for the viewers.
And final question, Joe. Question number five. When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Alive.
A boy! Well, you did grow up in 10 AD, so...
Not death.
Generally, I think most of the time, it kind of switched between, like, professional footballer, because I was obsessed with football.
Yeah, so, you still are, Jay. Kicking ball, wait.
Ball
on the feet. It's a bit different. Footballer and, like, explorer.
Same job? Wait, look at me go! Machete.
But like, yeah, I just keep it up all over the world. No, like, I was just super obsessed with, like,
Indiana Jones.
Nature and cool environments and stuff, and mainly volcanoes.
Yeah.
So, somebody that worked by a volcano. And I failed my childhood dreams horribly.
Such a disappointment.
Saying so to myself.
And here I am, the grand old age of 20. haven't achieved any of my dreams.
Oh, he's actually 21.
Oh, yeah. Wait, you aren't 21 yet. Yeah, oh, you are 21.
Yeah.
as soon as I found out Joe was younger than me, I just couldn't believe it.
That was so weird.
I was in shock. What? I was like, it doesn't make any sense looking out.
The weirdest thing you found was like you would have been in a year below me in school. That freaked you out more than just the fact that you were older. Like,
yeah.
I would have been
in the, you would have been in the whole year below me. That's crazy. You would have been... Wait, you're in Penny's year.
Yeah, you're the same year. You would have been year below us.
That's you're my brother's year, Nelly.
No, wouldn't I have been in your year?
No.
Oh, no,
because Joe said no.
True.
Because she's November.
Yeah, no.
So
I would have been year below you.
That's crazy. Bunch of youngsters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I pulled from a year below.
And uni, I'm 2 years below, so...
Yeah.
Well, the few months I was alive before you, I'm not going to lie, were the best few months I think I had in my entire childhood.
You heard about my birth and was like,
all right,
that's it.
Joe Jones, that's how we born. That's it, boys. Party time over.
Not the prettiest boy in the world anymore.
Well, prettiest boy in the world anymore.
Like, say were your first words.
No, it was Joe Jones and then a knife thing across the throat.
Jesus.
This is the long play to murder you, Joe.
But then there's so many Joe Jones, so
exactly.
Who says right, is this one?
Name one more Joe Jones you know.
Joe Jones.
I don't know. I don't personally know anymore.
Gotcha!
Got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I was like, kill every Joe Jones. So many. Every Joe Jones is murdered in the world.
My God.
So Joe, that was your 5 rapid fire questions. Easy peasy.
How'd I do?
You actually failed.
Oh.
Wait, let me just incorrect.
Was it the volcanoes?
It was actually it was the Chinese. I agree with you, but
that's
racist. it was your joke, which is why you failed. Nelly, see if you can do any better. Penny will be reading out your questions.
All right.
Hello, Nelly.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good. I've got some questions for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, question number one. What is your favourite cuisine to cook?
Probably Italian.
Yeah? You're a pretty good baker as well, to be fair.
Yeah.
If that counts as a cuisine.
Yeah, like, to be fair, I prefer baking over cooking.
Yeah.
Same.
Bread.
It's just much
bread.
Just much more relaxing. And I think honestly my favourite thing to make is brownies.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I get the relaxing aspect because whenever I put the toast in the toaster, because that's obviously a good thing, do I stare at it and I see it go brown? That's actually pretty incredible, man.
It's baking's so stressful.
It's not at all.
Because if I have to help out, it's always like stick your hands in this super sticky, disgusting thing
that...
and also pour raw egg and flour on it.
Which is actually
what kind of baking do you do?
Yeah, like in my hands in the bowl, like,
but that is when I actually have to make a dough for something and your parents just don't have enough baking equipment.
See, Nelly says that.
Yes.
Your Nelly says that, but actually what you're doing with the dough and the sticking is actually completely unrelated. It's like, Joe, go in there and stick your hand in some stuff, I'll throw some eggs at you. Then Nelly comes out these brownies and Joe's like, I help with that. Still covered in sticky dough.
Yeah.
Question number two. What is a misconception others often have about you?
Oh, that's...
I'm German.
Over here, I'd actually say people don't believe me that when I say I'm German, but obviously that's...
Wait, so what did they... You liar!
Well, they're expecting a super strong German
accent.
Yeah, that, because I don't have a super strong German accent, people don't quite believe it.
They think you're American.
For example, yesterday at work, one of the residents at work, she thought I was from London.
Really?
And she's a Londoner herself. Mm. I was just like... I was just like...
You've done
it. I'm fully integrated.
I made it, Mum.
Maybe it's because we know you're German. Also,
probably.
I feel like your accent has faded.
Oh, it definitely has.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I've become a lot more English over the past
time.
She was unbearable when I first met her.
So. You were like, wait a minute.
I was like, I'm going to do my best just to get rid of it.
Just subtle, like, conditioning, like, hints. Like, it's not... Nine,
I
it's no.
I can feel the knife in my room.
Yeah, another one would be that I've heard quite a lot of times that people first thought I was really, like, arrogant because I've cried about resting bitch face.
You do. Yeah, that's on them. Joe's nanny, right? Yeah, she's happy. Completely just resting.
Or sometimes I'm literally just like staring off somewhere and people just
it's mainly
think
when
I'm
you're
rude.
Staring at me, isn't it?
No, that's just the feelings you bring out.
Yeah.
No, that is my bitch face.
I'm actually mad at you.
She's just staring at you, little bitch.
Joe's like, oh, this is just her normal face. Joe, I think she's legit angry.
No, she's just resting.
get your hands on the sticky egg dough stuff. If I'm helping, it's fine.
I'm crying, complaining about the money I spent on
that. Okay, question 3. If you could pick an emoji to best describe you, which one would it be?
It kind of depends on what situation, but generally, because for example, when I'm with Joel, I'd be like the emoji with the like
the tears,
hearts,
yeah.
No, with the love hearts all like around the face.
I'm sorry, yeah.
No, that's only when I'm way too drunk.
But generally.
Generally. I'd say the dog emoji because I'm like a little puppy most of the time.
Oh, that's cute.
I'd be the police station. That counts, right?
I'd be the lead.
It's in the emojis tab on my phone. So.
Okay, question 4. Do you believe in aliens?
That's the noise aliens make.
The film or?
No.
It doesn't exist.
It didn't happen.
Should go to Area 51 and find out.
We should.
Segway.
I need to ask you.
Not really in like aliens in the way that you always imagine them being like these slimy things.
Big little green
things.
Yeah.
Sleep
with the cow.
But I do believe that there's obviously
anal probing.
No, that there's obviously life somewhere else out there that we haven't discovered, but maybe they've discovered us.
Maybe they're living among us.
Yeah.
Maybe they are.
What are you staring at me for?
I'm pretty sure that we are like a world that's like really behind and some other civilization somewhere else in the universe have already like
the Fermi paradox. It's basically like it's called the Fermi paradox, which is then essentially must be life.
Oh yeah.
But obviously we haven't found it.
Yeah. But it's gonna be out there.
Overwhelmingly it must be.
Yeah. How big
the
universe is.
The problem is it's just distance. Yeah, there's no way to actually.
Because we might never find the life. We might never find
We just don't have technology or possibility to travel any further than.
Or they're playing hide and seek.
Yes.
Come out, you darn aliens!
Oh, yeah, there's the theory you were telling me about the other day that.
The Cookie Monster one, or.
Wait a minute.
No, that maybe some civilization have like solar panels all around their suns, and therefore we can't see their suns because to us they're black.
Oh,
but
this is pretty cool, actually. If you want to look this up, it's called the Kardashev scale, which is a civilization rating for how much energy the civilization possesses and controls.
Yeah.
And there's something called a Dyson sphere, which is essentially how you.
I like the Dyson Hoover.
Yeah. But the guy who invented it actually came up with the idea, which is that you just basically get like it's a Dyson sphere or a Dyson swarm, and you basically surround the sun with solar panels.
Shit, that's a good idea.
And then just transfer. But yeah, look that up. That's a lot you can talk about later, though. It's a whole different
thing. But then obviously, their sun wouldn't really be visible to us because there's like black all around it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That'd be cool.
What's the Cookie Monster theory?
It kind of ties in with Long Earth. Theory.
What's that?
Oh, yeah,
everyone knows about flat
Earth,
but nobody's considering long Earth.
Whoa.
Oh, no. Whoa. I've read in my book, so I'm currently reading a book, it's called Humans and How We Fucked It All Up.
Woo!
And it's really good and it's funny. It's really funny as well. And apparently in 2019, so this year, flat Earth is
you just
like
dated the podcast now. Everyone knows what we're talking about.
You can't post it in 2020, Josh. The people who believe in flat Earth, they are going to attempt to sail around the world thinking they're going to fall off at some point. And
oh, poor souls.
Yeah, it's going to be this year.
The ice fields surrounding Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It just makes so much sense, Josh.
Oh, no, they're just going to fall into a black hole.
Because that's what's under the air.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
They're going to fall onto the solar panels of another civilization.
Well, they'll like fall under and they'll be in Australia.
They'll be like, oh my God, it does exist.
Down under.
It's just Australia.
But there's a correlation between flat earthers and also people not believing Australia is a place. Have you heard
IQ
that?
IQ as well.
Yeah, and IQ, the lower the IQ, it's crazy.
Well, also, all those people aren't vaccinated, probably.
Oh, yeah, God. And then they turn into weird, like, aliens.
They're the ones raiding Area 51.
Oh my God, the unvaccinated
quarantine there.
Oh, it's the aliens!
Okay, fifth and final question.
Mm.
What is the longest time span you could live without your phone?
Nelly's actually on her phone right now.
I'm not. In my defence, I'm not. To be fair, the main thing I really need my phone for is to, like, communicate with people like my mum or my friends back home.
Yeah.
And obviously doing that on social media is a bit quicker than writing a letter.
Yes.
I'd say as long as I can, like, let my mum know I'm all right every week or 2 weeks, I could be fine.
Use the fire thing, you know, they get the smoke and they do like SOS.
Or just like the fireworks.
Yeah, Danny's all good. Yeah, how was your exam? Oh, really? Wet red fireworks.
And I'm sending off a letter today telling my mum about my exam results. She might come, like, get back to me in 3 months.
3 months' time. Wow, well done. I'm a doctor now, mum.
I wish.
So obviously, Joe, you did was it an essay last year or this year?
Yeah,
it's
like a research project type thing, where you had to come up with your own title and everything. And I chose, like, I ended up doing sleep therapy for schizophrenia.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that,
But it started really off researching memory and sleep, because everyone says, like, everyone knows that, like, supposedly you store memory when you sleep, right? You hear that growing up when I was a kid, but, like, I wanted to know what actually happens.
Mm.
And it's like, obviously, you still store memory, and if you don't get sleep, you still remember stuff from the next day, right? But then it was the, what Penny was saying, like, with the earlier about sleep deprivation, how your brain literally cannibalizes itself.
That's crazy.
So your gray matter volume shrinks when you're sleep deprived. But literally, one night's sleep, good night's sleep, will restore that essentially. And what happens is when you have normal sleep, your brain is able to produce these certain rhythms. So there's different types of waves, tons of different types of waves, all from different brain areas. And they basically kind of coordinate. Consolidation is still like consolidation theory. There's quite a few theories about
how it works.
This is the thing with neuroscience, is that we kind of know what's going on, but at the same time, we don't. And it's basically how, you know, consolidating memory, storing it in the brain, but also reconsolidation. So, what can happen is that actually long term memories aren't in the same place as they initially were in the brain. So it's not the same areas of the brain. So when you learn something quite short term, it tends to be in your hippocampus.
Mm.
And you can test, like, the MRI and everything will show that. But then longer term memories aren't usually found. Like, they might also activate, but other areas of the brain will activate as well that won't with short term memories. And that's like reconsolidation, that these sleep rhythms help kind of
enforce that,
it traveling to other areas of the brain.
Yeah.
So it's like you don't necessarily need the short term to access it, which is like why people that have damage to the hippocampus usually have retrograde amnesia. So that means that they don't remember anything, any short term memory since the accident, but they can remember everything before.
Yeah.
Because it's other parts. It's just interesting because it makes you realise how important, so especially today's society, people just aren't getting enough sleep.
Yeah.
Generally.
And that mixed with stress,
which is
horrible for your brain.
They go hand in hand for destroying your brain.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it just needs to be highlighted.
Exactly. There needs to be more awareness. And I feel like I took a psychology course as like an extra elective in college, and I was only part of the course for like a few months, but I learned so much about memory and everything. So you guys probably got exposed to it as well, probably on your courses, more sciencey, Penny in other ways.
More psychology based.
And like it needs to become much more of a core like understanding for kids to understand like this is how sleep actually benefits
you. Yeah. Like I feel like we're always told, oh, you should get 8 hours of sleep a night, all that stuff, but we're never we're really told, like, but what happens if we don't? Like, why do we need that? And if, I think if more people knew actually why we need that, more people would take it seriously. Because it is genuinely, like, such a big health thing, is sleeping.
Well,
and, like,
circadian rhythm. Which is controlled massively by sleep. If that goes out of line, it's not just, like, memory that goes out. It's everything, like blood pressure. All these things.
Anxiety.
There's a lot more things that go wrong if you're sleep deprived, not just with your brain, and everything in your body will underperform.
The kids need to know.
And also because sleep deprivation is a stress situation for your body, and we do have, like, enough stress as it is.
I think it's more important for kind of teenagers, young adults, especially because you tend to go through quite a lot of stress as a teenager, don't you? It's quite stressful because especially late teenagers, because in into university and high school, all that sort of stuff, because everything's changing, your body's changing, you're learning, you know, how to interact socially, you're expected to be like an adult, but stuff treated like a child, all that sort of thing. And you're trying to figure out who you are as a person, and then on top of that, all those stresses, hormonal, everything else.
And you're staying
you definitely don't tend to sleep normally as a teenager.
Like, and it's almost like cool if you go into school, just like, I only had 4 hours
sleep
last night.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he's so cool, he's destroying his brain.
I had that a lot in school because all my, like, classmates in school, they'd go to bed at, like, 1 a.m. and our school would start at 7:40 in the morning.
Yeah.
So they'd need to be up by, like, 6 because they'd then also have to drive to school, obviously.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'd literally go to bed at, like, 10 or 11, and I was actually, like, able to take things in and participate in class. Well, they just weren't, and they just didn't perform as well because they never slept or never slept enough.
But also mental health-wise, like, that's quite a big issue in young people, and sleep deprivation definitely doesn't help with...
It makes it catalysts to make it worse, doesn't it?
It makes it a lot worse, yeah.
I feel a lot more anxious when I'm sleep-deprived.
Yeah.
I feel a lot
more... when I'm snoring.
but that means I'm sleep-deprived.
So it all links back to Joe's snoring. So if we can solve Joe's snoring...
or he's sometimes just rocking around as well, like literally shaking...
Screaming.
Shaking the whole bed.
Just rocking out,
I was thinking more scratching at the walls. His eyes go back and everything.
Sorry, I just wanted, like, kind of... I feel really guilty for saying that health's more important than looks. So I'm literally about to eat a two-person serving of chicken.
It's okay, it's justified then, and obviously, like, I actually want to speak about it maybe a little bit more in another podcast where we can dedicate the entire podcast just to, like, discussing sleep and everything. And obviously you guys have a very medical experience that would be really interesting to hear more of your views. But I actually want to move on to another kind of interesting field which you guys kind of expressed your medical expertise about, which is the series Chernobyl, which I think we spoke about last week.
I was going to say the raid in area.
What's medical about that?
Yes, this is one of my
books.
I actually did that in uni last year.
The aliens, you'll see, they don't know what's coming.
Got a first
It's raid tactics.
We specialise in raid tactics. Go around the back and...
Oh, no, actually, my speciality is alien brains.
That's a really weird course to take. I don't know how they let you do that. Well, actually, we can actually touch on Area 51 for a little bit and that whole movement, because I didn't really know how it came around. I just started seeing memes of it and I started to slowly piece it together.
I just saw memes,
I'm pretty sure it's just a memes thing, isn't it? But the thing is, it's like the Tide Pod thing where something will actually happen that's dumb. Because the Tide Pod thing was just a meme, and then actually there were a few kids that decided to eat Tide Pods.
They look tasty.
Yeah.
I did.
That explains so much.
How glossy plastic material can look like advertising in
You've
any
got
way.
It looks satisfying to look at.
Yeah.
Such like a burger does as well.
So. I don't think...
It's maybe hydrating, I would say.
Oh,
I mean,
call it
people
should we
being stupid like they did with the cinnamon challenge and stuff.
Yeah. Or Chubby Bunny, that was the best.
They're very different to eating a Tide Pod.
I know, but...
This Alien 51 movement, I'm loving the memes. I don't know what it is.
Well, I just pretty much see as, like, all these celebrities posting that they're, like, on their way to Area 51. because everyone just keeps saying if all these celebrities go, as if the government is going to shoot, like, The Rock and Neil Patrick Harris and, like, all of them.
Like, Beyonce Rock.
Yeah.
I want to see The Rock, like, charging
he actually posted, like, on my way to Area 51.
Could you imagine, like, the soldiers looking down the scopes, oh my god, that's a rock. He's a national treasure. Let him through. He's got a phone.
Let him through.
He can see the aliens.
We can make a new Fast and Furious out of that. The Rock and Vin Diesel.
Going to Area 51. What would wait? What would the plot be in that?
Going to Area 51.
But it has to link with cars though.
Yeah, they just crash their cars into Area 51 trying to get in.
Does anyone actually know the deal with Area 51?
It's a military base, isn't it?
It's just because it's so secret, isn't it? Like, no one knows.
I think it's because there were a few sightings. Like, it was a place, supposedly, there were a few sightings of aircraft. Like, the military were testing, like, new military aircraft that moved weirdly or looked different.
Yeah. So people thought, aliens!
People assumed UFOs. Mm. I think that's the thing, is there are tons of UFO sightings around the area, and obviously that's the secret military
probably just
base.
New tech.
Yeah. Joe actually works for the government, so we can't believe anything he says, but yeah. you're on the government's payroll, Joe. Yeah, it's just for flights and stuff, not aliens.
please don't go to Area 51.
Don't do it.
Just be arrested.
If you don't want to die or be arrested, highly.
Sure. There's lots
just
of
leave
you,
the
just...
aliens alone. Yeah. Honestly, let them be.
They're going to come find you if they want to.
Well,
exactly.
Well, they can't because they'll be controlled by
or
us.
Or
being kept captive.
Get picked up by police or
they
military.
Might be in prison.
Like,
yeah.
Know, it's like, what are you going to do? Like,
yeah. If an alien wants to find you, they will find you.
Yeah.
Hyper extreme.
Yeah.
At the fence.
Oh my god, we're gonna let him in. He's gonna hurt his vocal cords. Let him in.
But the funny thing is they actually drew up battle plans on their Kickstarter.
So funny,
thing.
Yeah.
That's so cool. And it was like a whole like Facebook event as well.
Mm.
That's the whole meme thing, is like if you take something so stupid so seriously,
so
people
funny.
Will follow along with that so much.
But then really stupid people will actually do it to the point
it's too far.
Probably all the Americans.
Wow.
You actually just outed... Most of our
racist.
Audience is
racist.
Racist.
All of our downloads.
All of our downloads. We're now in the negatives. Doesn't make any sense. But yeah, talking about Chernobyl, and obviously not aliens, although it sounds like an alien word, Chernobyl. You guys just want to quickly touch on this as well. You guys obviously watching it. Penny and I keep saying we're going to watch it, but we never get around to it. But like, it's only a short series. Like, how much does it actually affect
episodes.
You? Yeah.
Oh. So just to kind of paint a picture of how much it affects Joel, we watched it about a month ago, I think.
What did he put his plane tickets to go?
No, and about 3 nights ago, Joel woke up in the middle of the night crying because he was dreaming about working in Chernobyl with someone who died of cancer, and he woke up crying from it.
I dreamt I was part of the cleanup crew, and the guy was like, I woke up crying. I couldn't tell if I was crying because of that or if like I didn't have any of the duvet. But
either way, we
one
need
of
to
them,
stuff.
Yeah.
The puppies just want me.
It messed me up. Like, I wasn't expecting it to be so shocking.
Your guard
was
down, yeah.
Because I didn't know. I knew a bit about it. Like, I think most people know generally, but nobody knows like how bad it was and how horrible it was. And the TV show literally just doesn't hold anything back.
At some point when I was like 12, I saw this TV show back in Germany where they just went and saw like this old woman who was still living there and like just checked like how much radiation is still everywhere, and obviously it's still very intense, but
don't come here, the radiation.
But what was actually really interesting is because after we watched it in Germany, we talked to my parents, and obviously they lived in Germany at the time, and that is quite far away from Chernobyl, but even they had to stop eating certain things for about a year or two. Like, they weren't allowed to have normal milk, like, from cows, like, from where they lived. They weren't allowed to have blueberries or anything that grew out in the open
because
it was, like, contaminated with radiation.
It's really scary.
Yeah, and that is, like, super far away from Chernobyl where it actually happened.
And no spoilers, but it could have been so much worse.
Yeah.
I remember you guys telling me that's really scary.
Hashtag science is the best.
Hashtag science is the best. People die, but hashtag science is the best.
At the same time, I just want to preface the fact that because of that, obviously nuclear power has such a bad rep because it's like that one thing happened.
But
actually, generally, nuclear power is extremely safe.
And
really
especially
efficient.
Because of that, we made it even more safe.
Oh, yeah. But it's also, it's not affecting like climate change or anything because there's no greenhouse gases.
And the waste is just, we got to hide it somewhere.
Yeah.
Just
bury it.
Shoot
it
in space.
Put it on the moon.
We're not going to live on the moon. Just put all that one on the
or in, like, Bognor.
No one wants to be a Bognor anyway.
Yeah.
They're like, the moon or Bognor? They do a part
Bognor.
Maybe the
Bognor.
So does the TV show follow, like, the lead-up or, like, the aftermath?
Oh,
everything. So it starts in the hours before the explosion, and that, and then after that, all the aftermath, like literally all
but
of
you,
it.
You don't find out obviously till the last episode how it actually happened.
Yeah,
okay. They didn't know how it happened.
So they even wrote it really well. Wasn't it written by the same guy as The Hangover?
What?
I don't know.
I think the people that wrote The Hangover literally planned out Chernobyl.
I mean, the interesting thing is...
That's a jump. That's a jump in
quality. Yeah.
I can prove it.
No, but the interesting thing is that basically the whole TV show, the whole time, people keep asking, oh no, the core couldn't have exploded because how does a core explode? And then everyone's just like, I don't know. I don't know because this has never happened before, but it did. And
which is the scariest thing.
Nobody believes them because they can't explain how it happened. And then you don't actually find out how it could happen until the last episode.
And also the problem was obviously the Soviets, whole system was...
fucked up.
Yeah. Because they just lied.
Yeah.
Because they didn't tell the rest of the world how bad it was because they just didn't want to look bad.
It's fine, guys. My kids are three eyes.
It made it so much harder to actually find out.
Yeah.
And it extended it as well, prolonged how much radiation.
I mean, it started off with the guys working at the nuclear power plant not telling their own government how bad it was. Mm-hmm. And then obviously their own government couldn't tell, like, wouldn't tell anyone else anyway. It was all just covered up, and their official death count is still like 36.
It's still unknown,
really?
Isn't it? Like, probably,
it's thousands and thousands, but the official death count is still 36.
The thousands of deaths just went like under the radar. Well, like they were, it's crazy.
And the interesting thing as well is that now the Russians are going to make their own show
about their
perspective.
That
implicates the CIA as the cause of it. Yeah, because it looked so bad. When you watch the show, you see how bad it makes the Soviet Union look. And they're just like, well, we're going to make our own one of what actually happened.
I love how this is the new, like on Twitter. It's like the new war, like on Twitch or something.
Yeah.
Like if somebody like YouTube videos, apology videos, and like, okay, this is actually what happened. But say a country like, we're gonna make a Netflix original to give our view of the story across. Okay, so we gotta wrap up. There's a few other things that I think we'll touch on next time you guys are on, which should be,
sure.
be a lot of fun. Do you guys have any podcast recommendations? Because obviously, having those podcasts, you do every
obviously. I've got two.
So
I think
you've won then because of the Having Words podcast. Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah. I've got three, including yours.
Nice.
I'm sorry. But you're obviously number one.
Oh, thank you.
I've listened to both episodes with Joe on it.
Yeah, and all the other ones, right?
All the other ones.
Wait, you did other ones?
Graham just shows audio. They get more views, though. I had to put your name in the title.
Views, obviously. Because everyone views
podcasts. Listeners! Actually, we've set up three cameras in this room. All under the table. Just
of course. Just watch us. And this beautiful, tidy living room.
It's just one that's just got, like, my double chin.
Yeah. it's got the most viewers on it.
So first is My Favourite Murder.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's literally, you hate it because it's very American, which I don't like about
two
it.
Two American moms.
They're not moms, they're dog and cat moms.
It makes it so much better.
I know. But pretty much every week they're just picking out two of their favourite murders and just talk about them.
I did this one last week. And
I personally find it really interesting because I really like serial killer murder stuff.
Yeah, it's really intriguing.
Yeah.
You're telling me that you always watch it like when you're walking outside in the dark.
Yeah,
that is true.
No. I can't watch horror films at night, but I listen to actual serial killer stories.
I had to close my eyes and listen to it.
I mean, to be fair, just in some way it calms me down because I'm listening to it, especially like a lot of it obviously involves women being killed or women fighting to get out of being killed.
Well, that must make it so much better.
Yeah, they're always jumping.
But I just feel like I'm first of all prepared for anyone jumping at me.
Mm-hmm.
And also if anything happens, I feel like I now have so many ideas of what to do if someone just jumps at me.
Will you be referencing it as you did it?
Yeah.
Mary from 1955.
I'm not sure how you can be like, now I know what to do because all these serial killers killed loads of people. None of these people got away from them.
Some of them did.
then they died.
They're in the minority. I think I know. What you learned was how to kill me in 100 different ways.
I also know how to cover it up now. Yeah. Once I'm a doctor, I can just kill tons of people and nobody knows.
We've got this on air. Yeah, not often that these patients die. I should have a podcast recording where she's guilty.
No, that's one of them, and the other one is that this podcast will kill you.
Yeah, I've heard this before. Are you okay,
Nelly? It's not about murder, this one.
Put the knife down.
It's not!
It's by two epidemiologists.
What basically
study epidemics. And it's just a lot of, obviously, medical things, but put in a, like, really easy to understand way, and it's always the biology of things, the history of things, the treatment. They're sometimes talking to specialists, like, they did a 2-part series on vaccinations, which was super interesting, and also about the whole anti-vaccination movement these days, and that's the whole reason why we have outbreaks of measles again, and outbreaks of chickenpox, and all of that. Yeah, and all of that sort of stuff, because also a major issue that is that nowadays, because of social media and the internet, obviously information is very easily accessible, but if you want scientific, like evidence-based information, actual scientific information, it's just not as easy to understand, so you are more likely to go with easy sources that make it, like, blow it all out of proportion, and unfortunately that's, like, anti-vaccination.
Exactly, because it's just easy to be exposed to it,
because most, actually, like, informing websites are just quite hard to understand for, like, normal, everyday human beings.
Yeah, it's all these dumb commoners who don't do science.
What's a commoner?
Probably believe in flat Earth and round Earth, and long Earth.
But then
300 IQ.
That's a minus 300 IQ.
Yeah, so definitely recommend them too. I really like them. Listened to them both.
Joe, do you have any podcast recommendations?
I don't actually listen to many podcasts.
Off the podcast. I can't out all of your
having name. Words.
I do listen to your podcast.
I heard that's actually a good one.
Obviously.
Best episode ever. Now.
And they're already listening.
Hang on a minute.
But if I could recommend a podcast, probably be a food one, because I really like food.
Nice, okay.
Very nice.
Penny, any podcast recommendations?
I never used to listen to podcasts, but since starting work, if I ever have a really monotonous task, or if I'm like travelling to work, I've listened to Science-ish, and it's really, really interesting, and they're really knowledgeable guys, but basically they take something in pop culture, for example, a film or a book or something, and they take one key theme in that, and then they explore the science behind it. So, for example, I watched the one on Nightmare on Elm Street, which they basically looked at all the sleep stuff. Dante's Peak, they talked about volcanoes and whether there's the potential for a mass explosion in our lifetime, that kind of stuff. And it's just really, really interesting. But they explain it in a really good way.
Like, actually, that makes sense.
So it's very sciencey, and it is very, like, knowledgeable, but at the same time, you can listen to it and you're not, like, bombarded with all these scientific
and you
words.
Don't feel overwhelmed. Yeah.
Exactly.
I think the problem with science, generally, trying to explain it, is that there's just lots of made-up words.
And there's a lot of, like, general understanding, which you need to explain other things, which
generally, the concepts aren't too difficult to understand. It's all of the complicated words that are used sometimes that people just have never heard before, so it just sounds like nonsense.
Yeah. That's one thing with this podcast will call you is like they're really making it easy to understand. Like when they explained how vaccinations work, they made it up in a little play, saying which character comes in now and what that character does.
Oh, that's
kind of
cool.
Thing.
Like a storyline. That's really cool. And I feel like it's difficult because this is only podcasts are only audible, of course. But YouTube videos, obviously the science ones have like show diagrams and stuff. I find that easy to take it in visually. Yeah. But like it's so interesting to see how people made that quite clear through podcasting and through speaking it out.
Can learn a lot from that.
You can learn a lot from that, exactly. Yeah. I'm gonna shout out a podcast, besides everyone's podcast. I don't know if this is bad for the host of the podcast to shout out. shout out another podcast.
That's a bit sad, Josh.
Is it? In that case, I shout out my own podcast, which is not sad. It's No Such Thing as Fish, which I think that always...
Very good one.
I've heard about that one. I've heard about that one, yeah.
Tom and I, co-host Tom, has been on for a few weeks now. He's having baby issues. he's a baby. Him and I went to go watch it live in Brighton, and it was so good because they basically each look at a fact and then send the email out to each of the co-hosts, and they'll research the fact and they'll come together and discuss it, and it's so interesting and you'll learn so much.
Yeah.
I feel like all of our podcast recommendations are all very much about learning. We like to always keep learning. Joe, you just want food.
I mean, basically, if you just want a fun one, listen to My Dad Rolled a Portnoy.
Yeah, you were saying about that.
That one is really good.
It's one of the most popular ones. It's just so entertaining.
Yeah. I tried playing it to my family, but they didn't understand it. It's very English.
What's a porno in German?
Your dad used to sell it.
No, it's
who would do that?
No, it's basically just like, because they obviously talk quite quickly, like, not native English. No, English people, like, for someone whose first language isn't English,
not very smart,
it can be very at least we speak two languages.
So. Was that German she was shouting at you in, or English?
I don't know.
Because you don't know any other language.
And also, guys, do you have any shout-outs? Is there anyone you want to shout-out? Is there any people you want to shout-out? Is there any projects you want to shout-out?
My mum.
Oh, yeah, you can shout-out your mum.
I want to shout-out Tom, because I haven't seen him for a while.
Yeah, you haven't seen Tom in a while.
I want to shout-out Joel's mum, because I love her.
Oh, yeah. She'll probably listen to this as well.
She will.
She probably will.
Joe, you want to shout-out anything to your mum?
Send me money for takeaway.
Making me have, like, food when I come home.
Bitch, yeah. I'm joking.
I'll shout out Tom, and I'll shout out you, Josh.
Oh, Joe, thank you.
I always enjoy being on the podcast.
And also, I think last time you came on the podcast, I think you also shouted me out, which means you're starting to know that I treat you better.
Exactly. When you come on the podcast. Yeah.
Okay, this week Joel gets no questions asked. He can sleep back and have that cocktail. Penny, any shout outs?
Nope.
Oh, okay. On a shout out.
That was easy.
I want to shout out
me.
Freddo bars.
Oh. Yeah,
shout
the
out
old
Freddo's.
Ones
the old ones that are like 5p, yeah.
Okay. We are not sponsored by
Freddo. Shout out, throwback.
We wish.
We wish. Freddo, please. I want to shout out Nelly for being a new guest on the podcast. Thank you so much for coming on. And how did you find it? How did you find your first ever podcast, being on one?
I really liked
it's
it.
Relaxed,
I enjoy this. It's literally just talking.
It's just
really,
a conversation.
She's
reading
from the script, right?
Yeah, read from the script.
I really like this. Joshua, what is that saying?
Enjoy.
Joshua, I can't read that.
I can't edit it anymore. And I also want to shout out Penny for her first time being like a co-host.
Partly, yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter and Reddit. Let's listen to us on Spotify and iTunes and any other podcast directory you can find apart from Podbean. And you can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/havingwords. Feel free to leave us an iTunes review if you enjoyed this episode. And we'll see you next week. Thank you, guys.
We will listen to you next week.
We will... What?
You said see.
We will see you. Yeah, but it's more formal. Yeah. See you next week.
But
thank you, guys.
Josh, but we're not seeing them. They're seeing us.
Josh, you're blind. Where are my glasses? Thanks for coming on, guys. We'll see you soon. Farewell.
Goodbye. Bye.